Unit 2. Green Profits. Reading passage.
In the past, few companies tried to be friends of the environment. They generally felt that saving the world meant losing money. These days, companies face a lot of pressure to go green. At the same time, they're learning that helping the world can lead to healthy profits. The pressure on companies to go green comes from several areas. First, energy prices are rising all the time. That has led to a big demand for products that use less energy. Second, many governments are making companies lower their pollution levels. That has helped speed the growth of clean technologies. Third, consumers are paying more attention to issues like global warming. As a recent study showed, 66% of people prefer to buy from environmentally friendly companies. Transportation is one industry going through big changes. With oil prices higher than ever, hybrid cars have become very popular. Toyota, a leader in the field, has already sold more than 1 million hybrids. By 2015, hybrids could make up 30% of all car sales. That would make the segment worth $1 trillion. Energy companies are also changing. GE, a major U.S. firm, has lowered the energy needs of its light bulbs, refrigerators, and other products. While improving its image, the company is attracting consumers who want to lower their bills. Also, energy suppliers like England's BP are slowly moving away from dirty energy sources like oil. In 2005, BP's sales for solar energy were $350 million. In 2008, the company's sales target for solar energy rose to $1 billion. A whole host of other industries, from real estate to food packaging, are going green. And they're doing so while earning money. That's very important to company owners and shareholders. When targets for higher profits and lower pollution can both be met, it's a win-win situation.